welcome. What happened? I heard the choir all morning long. How come this is off all of a sudden? When I hear you, it's off of this, isn't it? Okay. Somebody raise their hand back there.
There we go. All right. Perfect. Judy, I won't forget you. Let's try this again.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are most welcome here. Thank you to those who were able to wear red or some fire colors this morning. I don't know if I'm going to do a small fashion show here. Because I did manage to find red sneakers, so, all right, so it's the size, there you go, I had red, so, red shirt, I really did find some of the things here. A reminder that our office will be closed tomorrow for Memorial Day. Cindy and I were laughing, we said, 3-day weekend? We never get a 3-day weekend, but we're taking tomorrow. So it'll be closed for Memorial Day. We'll be back in the office on Tuesday and Wednesday. I thought the Jesus might be here today, but because Sam and the Bombers boys volleyball team won Western Mass yesterday. That was pretty cool. I don't usually do sport. The sports report goes with the sermon, by the way. So bear with me for a second. I did not stay awake for the Celtics last night. I know. I was awake for the first quarter. I didn't feel well. I went to bed and I kept checking the score on the phone. And I saw 103-102 with no time left. And it stayed that way. It never said final. I said, oh, they lost. I'm going to bed. So I went to sleep. And I woke up in the morning like, I'm reading across the banner thing. Like, what do you mean they won? So, anyway, we know that that happened. Judy has announcements for us today. No more sports.
Good morning.
That one's it. Judy, come on up here, because you need to be up here anyway to do the call to worship. I'll help. I don't need to help you. Come on. She's good.
A Christian Fellowship is going to have their last meeting of the season coming up June 14th in a couple of weeks. And we always go to Tiger's Pride Restaurant, which is at the Westfield Vocational School, and they give us the best meal. You're going to be able to choose from baked stuffed shrimp or chicken marsala. The next Sunday, I'll be ready for sign-ups, and if you sign up, you can pay just $13 a person, and that includes drinks, well, maybe not the kind you want, but at the school, but dessert and rolls and salad and the whole work. So next Sunday we'll be signing up for that.
Stay here, you can do the call to worship. Are you going to stay through with me?
Okay.
All right. That's not working right now. I don't know why. Or Dan, do you have announcements? Sorry, brother. Come. I don't know if that one's working, so you may have to come up here.
Good morning. Just a reminder that next Saturday, June the 3rd, we'll be partying up at Nobleview. If you don't know, ever been to Nobleview, it's 15 minutes that way, west. In Russell, up General Knox Road. The address is in Google, and it actually gets to the right location. You won't be lost.
South Porter Road.
We will be up there around 10 o'clock. At 11, we'll start getting the barbecue on. And I think Alice will be leading a small hike. The hike will not be strenuous. It's fairly flat at the top of the hill there, so if you don't want to do that, you don't have to do that. We will be providing basically the burgers and dogs and sodas and stuff. If you you want to bring somebody else, you're welcome. Hope to see you all there. The weather's looking good. If it's bad weather, we will put on our Facebook that it's canceled.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to do it. All right, thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none, let us worship God.
Please join me in a call to worship found printed in your worship guide. The peace of God be with you today. Receive the joy, with joy, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
We feel the winds of God blowing among us. We sense the tongues of fire empowering us.
How amazing is the power God gives us. How manifold are the works of our Creator.
The breath of God fills us with confidence. The Spirit creates new life within and among us.
God calls us to be dreamers and prophets. God gives us a vision for a world of peace.
May the glory of God endure forever. We will sing praise to God as long as we live.
Thank you.
When Pentecost Day arrived, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound from heaven, like the howling of a fierce wind, filled the entire house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be individual flames of fire alighting on each one of them.
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, making life alive, moving in all things, root of all being, cleansing the cosmos of every impurity, effacing guilt, anointing wounds. You are lustrous and praiseworthy. You awaken and reawaken everything that is. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to call God our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated.
As we turn our attention to the scriptures, our first reading this morning is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear, each of us in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus in Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."
Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Please join with me in an antiphonal reading taken from Psalm 104. This is the dividing line, right, left. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there. Living things, both small and great. There go the ships and the wind that you formed sort of. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with this. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works, who looks on the earth and trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from the 20th chapter of John, where I shall begin with the 19th verse. When it was evening that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced, and they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Time in of what's love.
Before I begin this morning, I would like to draw your attention to your worship guide. I'm going to feel like a teacher. Everybody take out the bulletin. Take a look at the doxology for today. It's different. So you are going to need to have your bulletin with you for the doxology today. I meant to tell you that earlier. Thank you. Some people are surprised that I like sports as much as I do. I grew up with them. It was just, we got dragged off to anything that was happening at Wamona Park in Pittsfield. All right? So in the fall, they played football out in the outfield instead of bleachers. So we went to either Pittsfield, Taconic, and of course St. Joe, where I went to high school. Went to any of their games. We went to soccer. We went to basketball. We went to hockey. We did it all. It was either learn the rules or suffer. So I learned the rules and I learned to love sports. But not only do I love the actual game, I am almost obsessed with the atmosphere that surrounds it, particularly on the college level, but also on the pro level as well. So it includes the crowds, the music, cheers, food, and noise. Now, if you've ever attended a game in person where they have alcohol sales, usually beer, the crowd tends to get a little louder and a bit more rowdy as the game progresses. Perhaps the alcohol consumed in the tailgate parties and football or at a nearby establishment, if you're in the Fenway area, before the game may have something to do with this for those who imbibe. Other people can get involved in a game as well, especially if it's a close one, without the quote-unquote benefits of alcohol. Now, the ever-real effects of alcohol, including the disease of alcoholism, have been a reality for literally thousands of years. We read about wine in scripture passages as it was the common drink of the day, as drinkable water was scarce. It is no wonder that the people thought the apostles were drunk at the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Peter had to remind them, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, no one's drunk. With that excuse gone, the exuberance that the apostles had no other explanation except that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The ones who hid in the upper room following the death and resurrection were finally freed from the bonds that kept them from preaching the good news of Jesus crucified and Christ risen from the dead. Much like Lazarus in the tomb, they needed to be unbound to get to work. They had their chance to begin this preaching right away. Let's set the stage for what happened. People were in what we now call the town square, as they always were. This is where women would gather to draw water from a common well. It is also where the town ovens were, as people did not have ovens in their very small homes. If anything would happen, the men would also come from where they were at work or had gathered. In a large city like Jerusalem, there were different neighborhoods and thus many town squares. The town was divided so that the people of different economic and employment status lived in their own areas. Chances are the apostles were staying in the section where the common people or even poorer people had lived. The rich or those in positions of power did not intermingle outside of their class.
These higher-ups, such as the temple court or the high priest, even had bridges where they could walk over the neighborhoods so that they did not have to go near them. No wonder Jesus preached about the poor. It was perhaps in these poorer neighborhoods, but still near the center, that Pentecost event took place. The noise of the wind and the different languages being spoken certainly brought the people out of their daily routine and into the street, where any break in the routine was welcomed. It was also here that Peter, joined by the apostles at last, began to preach. Remember, they were petrified. They were scared. They hid. They weren't coming out. The Pentecost brought them out. Today, we celebrate this Pentecost, even as we know it still happens, not just once a year, but sometimes every day. Some of us experience Pentecost as the gentle blowing of a breeze, the outdoor fire in the summer, the waves lapping on the shore at the lake or the ocean, or the sounds of children playing outdoors in the longer days of summer. Others feel the presence of the Holy Spirit whenever we gather to pray and worship God. It may take the form of simply having a friend or a spouse nearby or a special prayer or perhaps a hymn. Many of our older members remember the hymn, "Blessed Be the Tie That Binds." The second and third verses read, "Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers. Our hopes, our fears, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear." Now, while we love these things that tie or bind us together as Christians, we must be mindful to not be so bound that we do not let the Holy Spirit do the work that we are called to do. In this Pentecost season, as we celebrate being filled with the Holy Spirit, let us pray that the binds that tie us in the not-so-good ways be broken and allow us to be consumed with the Holy Spirit. It is time for all of us to catch the Spirit and pass it along to others. Our words and actions all give witness to our call as Christians. May we be filled with the Holy Spirit to the point where it overflows and flows out to all. And my prayer for all of us is that we indeed catch the Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide for our government leaders, for the men and women of the armed forces, for our National Guard, Reserves, Peace Corps, and all who serve the cause of peace and justice across the world. We pray for peace in Ukraine. We pray for Hello Haiti and the people who live in Haiti. We pray for our church and our ministries in Westfield and beyond. And we pray for the members and friends of our congregation, for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Don, Anne, Vanessa, Dave, Kathy, Lisa, Bob, Shirley, Judy, Rick, Joan, Marilyn, Barry, Ralph, Linda, Norma, Donna, Jackie, Kurt, Ariana. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities, Nancy, Joan, Barbara, Betty, and Kathy. On this Memorial Day weekend, we remember those who have gone before us, especially those, and at Memorial Day weekend, we remember those who died in service to our country. Let us take a moment to remember them now. May God be with you. Please, pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your love. Open our eyes to see the presence of God all around us, in the stillness of this sacred space, in the busyness and noise of our city streets, in the joys and celebrations of our lives, and in the tragedies and struggles that break our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, and comfort those who grieve. Grant them the peace that only you can bring. Stir within us a trust in life beyond death as we ponder the mysteries of Christ's resurrection and the hope we have in new and everlasting life. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring wholeness to the sick. Strengthen those who are weak. Heal the wounded and broken. Give rest to the weary. Come, Holy Spirit, and inspire our warring world to seek peace, to love our enemies, to put away our weapons, and to remember the price paid for our freedom, to care for those who have served. Come, Holy Spirit, and ignite a fire in our bones, a passion for justice that cannot be quenched until all of your children are loved, until no one is marginalized or oppressed, and until everyone has the opportunity to thrive, until the world is transformed renewed. Come, Holy Spirit, and revive your church. Liberate us from complacency and apathy. Inspire us with Christ's vision for a world reborn. Help us to recognize our gifts for ministry and to use them in service of others. Transform our hearts and our minds. Fill us with the love that overflows. Remind us that there is no greater calling than to love you with all that we are, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Gracious God, give us a glimpse of your kingdom emerging around us and drawing us into the new things you are doing in the world. We ask all this in the name of Jesus, the Christ, who lives and reigns with you, O God, and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our gifts are needed for the church to be complete. Our gift, is expressed through our personal investments of time and talent, but also through our treasure. What we invest in the church's work is an expression of thanks to God for all the gifts we have received. With this, our morning offering will be received. Turn to you for the work of ministry among us and beyond us. Let your spirit enliven our caring and effectiveness to all our joining. Make us one in Christ Jesus our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. Feel the power of the holy wind and fire in your lives.